are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, LA. This is Ilona Europa and Accent On Monday. I love Mondays. Everybody said we are hating Mondays, but I love Mondays. Why? Because it's always like a new beginning, and Ilona Europa loves new beginnings. And I always say that first time, second time, third time, fourth time around is much better than the third time around. You know, life goes on and things are happening, hopefully for everybody in better ways. And I feel very good today. And I'm very excited somehow, because I know that in our station, in our studio, we have people with very high energy. We have a Sergi Pinchak, who obviously is a little sleepy today. Hi.
I'm already wake up. Don't worry. Hello,
okay.
Guys.
We just love him again, Sergi. Okay, are you a little tired today? Yes? Nothing wrong with that.
No, I even love Monday, you know.
You do. Now, and you have your lovely wife, Yelena. Hi.
Hi, Ilona.
And you are tired too?
No, I'm not tired.
You are not tired?
No, not
okay,
at all.
Okay, it seems like we are all waking up, and I will be doing what I do, hopefully the best, make everybody a little bit laugh and talk. And you know what? We have this another guest. Guest, hi.
Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Luke.
I think you need to be a little bit louder.
My name is Luke, and I'm really happy to be with you tonight and be guest on your show.
Okay, look, but you have second name.
Yes, Trantsevsky.
Could you repeat? Because I love people to know our names, the European names. Trantsevsky. Okay, Yelena and Sergi, can you tell us your name?
Sure. You want us to tell together?
Yeah. Because I think people need to learn. We have very unusual names. Not like John's or another simple.
Pinchuk.
Okay, and you both are originally from Russia.
Actually, from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, of course. And my daddy was also from Ukraine. I'm Polish. And Mr. Luke?
Macedonian.
You are from Macedonia. And people will say, Macedonia, where is this?
It's a small country next to Greece.
And I think it's one of the most beautiful countries in the world. And you left your country. Why did you leave your country?
Why? Well, it's a long story. How much time we have here tonight?
You just fast forward, because I know you will be back, and I know we'll be talking about many, many, many things. First, I think everybody needs to know that you are personal trainer.
Correct.
And again, I'm feeling very, very sorry that we do not have cameras here, because you are a really good-looking guy.
Thank you.
And you mentioned on the phone, because I met you today for the first time, and thank you for contacting me, and you said that you'll be happy to come to my show and tell your story and a little explain what is your philosophy when it comes to personal training, yes? And
yes,
that's why you are here. But again, you are a good-looking man, and I understand that you are a model also, yes, in your country.
Yes, I started as a modeling in my country about when I was 18, 19. And, you know, it's just different when you grow up in a country like mine, when you're suppressed in any single way, and you want to become somebody in life, and you want to do something, and I don't know, a place like America sounded really, really good at the time when I was young, and I made a decision at 19 to move here. And I was blessed and lucky to come here and actually do what I really wanted to do. All my life I was working out, as we said. I don't know anything else in my life since I was a little kid, but working out. And I was very lucky to make a living in Los Angeles as what I do. Having background in modeling and fitness and all these things are very in demand.
And in sport, because you mentioned that you were 7 years old, boy, and you were already...
I was already a very established gymnast in my country as a young boy. And that discipline, that background in sports translated into my life till today. It's really interesting. I want to talk so much about my upbringing and how things are, translated between... I'm technically born in Yugoslavia, as we all know. People usually from the Eastern Bloc understand
yes.
what was Yugoslavia and how,
yes, yes.
you know, when I was 11 years old, we had a little war
yeah,
in
boy.
There. And, you know, by the time you become like a teenager, you're realizing, hey, there's no future here. If you want to be somebody in life, if you want to do something great with your life, you have to find a way to get out.
Yeah, this is your personal journey. You know what you want to accomplish. And, you know, again, we are all Europeans, and this show is accented. Obviously, most of my guests have a heavy accent or a little bit of accent. We have also a lot of Americans who have an accent, too, to our ears. And but the difference, a little bit difference between Europeans in America and Americans is a little that we have this journey from the little bit tough upbringing, and we are bringing what we have the best to this country, and we are hoping to just be embraced and hoping to also include the difference that Europeans can bring to this country and just make our advantage. And I think with you, of course, you knew that you are good what you are doing. You knew coming to America, you'll be fighting with the bestest of the best, because we know here is everything. You can find everything so good in America. But somehow, somewhere, I think we can differentiate ourselves and make something big or good of ourselves if we can only prove that we can do stuff little different ways. And your ways is unusual, and I will come back to you. I know that you love to train people one-on-one, that you really like the relationship more face-to-face or just knowing your client really, really well, yes?
Correct.
Yes. And that's, you know, because we talk a little bit before we enter the studio, that really what is so important for you to just know the people, because then you can create an unusual way of losing weight or rebuilding their body in the way that they want, but you need to know them very well.
Correct. It's very important to know who you work with and know their expectations. To go back and add to what you said about difficulty and upbringing and how you can turn something bad into good, and it's very important, I want to say that, and I can say it, I don't know how many times, as much as I have opportunities, to turn around your disadvantages into advantages.
Yes.
I used my disadvantages in life, growing up with nothing, coming here with nothing, not even speaking the language. I'm happy and grateful that I have accent now.
Yes.
You know, I didn't
yes.
speak a word when I got here.
Oh, you're so sweet. But it's true. I didn't speak English very little, you know, when I came to America also.
This is capitalism, talking about money, came with nothing, $300 in my pocket.
I had 500. I was richer.
in 2003. So, I mean, using all of that to charge you to become the best into something, it's, I think, one of the most powerful tools that human being could create
yeah.
to his advantage.
And I think this show is about success story. And doesn't matter how big success is. The success could be small, could be a little bigger, but if we feel like we are on a way to be successful, that's already success. And I think that's European way, because we are turning in Europe life all the time around, and we are hoping for better. And I think that's what Europeans do the best. We never give up. And that's why I'm moving back to my lovely Sergi. and Yelena. Yelena, she's my great friend right now. After 5 months together, oh my gosh, I'm part of their family, and I will be forever, I hope. Sergi is my very, very, very warm friend. He's just so funny and so just big and just smart, and his sense of humor is just amazing.
Thank you,
Yelena. I know, and the way how you love your wife, I just love when you give her like kiss on the cheeks all the time, and you appreciate, you know, I see how you smile at her, and when she's running home and she's doing always her business on the phone, and she's a businesswoman, and we'll come back to you, but you really appreciate everything about her, and I know you are looking, you are the man of the family, but you appreciate her strength, which I love so much about a guy like you, who you have, I know that your past is very interesting too, because before you came to America, you were in... Could we talk about this without being shot?
No, I cannot. I promised to KGB don't tell about my previous life.
But he's very close to the truth. You know, you were in army, yes, and you had very good...
Yeah, I was military 15 years.
15 years in military. Then again, ethics... Beautiful, beautiful heart, wonderful family. Again, if nobody heard me before, I'm repeating. They are living in a nice house with two sets of parents. They brought them from Ukrainian, and they created the family of my dream, but I cannot make this dream come true anymore. You know, my dad is not anymore with us, and my mom is in Poland very, very not feeling very well. But they created life on their own, very similar to what Europeans love. They have the closeness. They have children, they have grandchildren, and they have a business they are doing together, and they have success story. And today, we have a proof of the success story, and we'll be talking to gentlemen who will be calling to us from Hawaii. Okay, Yelena, I'm talking too much. You explain us in very, very short way, what is the business that you represent?
It's actually a very known MLM business. It's kind one of the kind, I would say, because everyone knows Amway, everyone knows a bunch of other MLM businesses, and this is one of a kind, but I would say I love it way too much. And as I already told you, we didn't start it as a business. We just were looking for something that can help me get on track and help our family feel better and, you know, kind of live better life. And for 3 years, I'm using products, and just recently, I don't want to go back how we decide to do real business, but pretty much we're doing it for a few months and treat it as a real business. And why we do it, this is what actually you asked me. We have a dream. Like, everyone has a dream, big, small, whatever, you know.
Yes.
I think we have a big dream, and our dream is to be financially free. It's not to have, like, just a lot of money, because money is just, like, energy to exchange. What our real dream is to have a nice, happy, healthy life and have a lot of free time with our family. This is like what we kind of working for, going for, and we truly believe that this business is actually will lead us to our dream. And I tell you why, because I saw so many people in this business, in this particular company, who achieved their dreams. They start from nothing. You know, and as you know, this business is going into like 150 countries, and Europe is like big on it because people want to be healthy, they want to look good, live longer and happy. It's why I can tell you many, many people I met, and it's like beautiful personality, very kind people, do a lot of charities. And this is one of my dreams as well. I want to give to the world. But as like, you know, Joseph Murphy says that you can give if you don't have.
Yeah,
it's you know, we have to face the truth. This is why I would like to be in this business, because as I already mentioned, now 3 years after I was falling apart, I am kind of back on track. I'm feeling great, and you can tell you saw me many times.
Yes,
and you see how I run around the
house. It's crazy, you know. I speak fast. She speaks three times faster than me. And again, Yelena is always on the phone. She's always making business. She's working practically two jobs because you know you have your own real work, and then after work you really are living and breathing the new business that 3 months ago you decided to really be part of. And what is the company name?
It's Forever Living Products. This is American based. It's like a headquarter in Arizona. And it's 35 years in business already that, you know, I'm kind of happy I found it, but I would be more happy if I found it earlier.
A little earlier. You know, again, Yelena and Sergi, in funky way, I'm learning about this company. I'm learning for last 5 months because you are supporting Accent On, and I had the pleasure to talk to you and look into catalog, and just I got one or two beautiful things from you, and like I mentioned, the toothpaste that you just gave it to me is one of the bestest in the world. Has no fluoride, and it's got beautiful color. Tiny little knob can really make you really, really feel very, very fresh. And I know I'll be using this toothpaste forever. Also, I saw this amazing lipstick with just light. You know, you click the light, and you are in darkness. You can see your lips, and you can just, you know, why I didn't see this before on the market is really very special. You also introduce me to a wonderful another product that is like a cleanser, or how you call this?
It's a scrub.
Scrub, you know. And like I said, I have 19 years old beautiful daughter, and she just took it from me, and she's using, and obviously I will be reordering that too. And we have all choices. We have a choices. Everybody who goes to the store, we can choose, you know, beauty product, health product. We can choose something that is marketed so strongly on the TV, on the radio, newspaper, or we can look for our own answers. And in a way, I think this company, and in a way, Yelena, by talking to us and meeting a lot of people, you also describe the difference, why this product is very good, and even supplements, which that's what I will be also talking a little bit later with our personal trainer, who will be personal training us via Accent On for hopefully a few months and giving us also a lot of advice. But you believe in the supplements, yes? Why do you think that they are so good?
Why you asking why this particular company supplements
yes.
are so good?
Yes. You know, because what? I saw and I tasted, you gave it to me. They are tasty. You can eat them, and I'm so worried that I will eat them like candy.
I told you the story because when I was like 3 years ago falling apart, I came from Europe, and we use aloe, you know, over there to heal ourselves, and I believe in aloe. And here, like aloe vera, I think many people know what it is. I was looking for different like products that I can find on like store shelves, internet, whatever, and I don't know. We tried maybe hundreds of different ones, but it didn't work as we wanted. You know, like I still didn't get my result. And when I found this company, I was kind of suspicious. But when I saw result in 5 days, hard to believe because I saw it. They say that you will see the kind of changes within 7-10 days. And I was like, oh, okay, come on, guys. You know, it's like another advertisement. But in 5 days, I saw difference, my mother-in-law saw difference, and then we pretty much research on ourselves, and yes, this product, this is the best quality you can find in the world, because simply that company owns 85% of aloe fields in the world. And when I say own, it means they control how it's organically grown, how it's like, you know, harvesting, because everything is very important. I did a lot of researches. I don't want to, you know, bore you with all my researches, but I was interested because I am as a normal human being, don't want to pay money for nothing. And when I see the result, I try to understand why this product worked and other didn't. I know answers now because the company is very well care about people. This is like, you know, I learned it, I saw it, we went even to one of the plant, and we see how all the supplements done, and every single portion of it is tested every single time. This is the result.
And that was a very good answer. I think we have our caller on the line. Hello, Boris.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how happy I am. First and foremost, that we were just leading a very nice conversation with Yelena about success, that this success of this company, that you really can enjoy working for this company. You can make some amount of money, and scares me to tell people that you are one of these guys who really makes a lot of money with this company. Is this true?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I want to be your friend.
Yes, it's possible.
Oh my gosh. And I really, really, I have few favorites right now, few products I'm crazy about. And I know only this company and product for maybe 3 months right now. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm using a few things. I know that all my girlfriends soon will be like, you know, really attacked by me. I will say, try it without, you know, if you don't try this, you are not my friend anymore. And hopefully, you know, I would love to introduce people to something that tastes good and smells good and it's beautiful package and it's healthy. And tell me, how did you start your life with Forever Company?
You know, everybody fighting with their success and their life, and a lot of people, they're afraid to do something new. They're afraid they will fail, and they're afraid rejection, they're afraid failure. So when we started this business, we didn't have any idea how it will be and what's going to happen, but we wanted to survive in this life because it was really, really a hard time for us. After 9/11, a lot of my friends, I was a programmer that time, and a lot of my friends lost their jobs. And I started to think what I'm going to do if I lose my job, because we had a house and we bought new cars and our kids went to the colleges. So
yep.
It was a really hard time.
You know what? Many years after 9/11, I think most of American family has still the same problems, you know. They didn't go away. That's why, you know, working for certain type of companies, especially when you see the $428,000 check in your hands, and you know what, you say, oh my gosh, this cannot be the truth. I know you were from New Jersey, yes? And you moved?
Yes, we lived in New Jersey, and we moved now to other state.
How did you start working for this company?
As I said, we met our friends, and they showed us this opportunity, and I decided to try, because I didn't see any other choices to survive.
Okay.
And I just, in my mind was, if other people can do it, why not me?
And I like that. I love this. I'm sorry that I'm stopping you, because I also mentioned the difference between European ways and Europeans in America. Mostly we do not give up. Mostly when we decide to do something, we are giving all to the idea that we want to do. And, you know, if for you, if this was decision that it worked for somebody else, I will not make this my failure, I will make this my success story, you put it all, yes, all effort. Was hard? How hard was to just start running your company? And this is how many years? 10 years right now, yes, that you are with the company?
It's actually 11. Yeah, but the hardest thing to win yourself, because when you telling yourself it's hard, you cannot do it, stop to do it because you can go to the regular job, but if you can win yourself, then this is the success, because success is a failure, one to one, from one failure to another failure with more enthusiasm.
You
this
are
is
right.
What the success is.
Boris, your name is very unusual. Could you, and I see that also because I posted on Accent on a picture of you and your wife, Irina, yes? Could you tell us your name?
Boris Mezeritsky.
Again, it's a very cool name. Again, Mezeritsky?
Yes.
That's very, very cool name, and it's very hard to spell, and it's very unusual way of how you write your name. And I am surprised you didn't change for easier way for Americans, like many, many people. That's good for you. But anyway, I have also, please stay on the line. I have also in the studio with us a wonderful, wonderful gentleman that we just met today. And he's a personal trainer. He's from Macedonia, from Yugoslavia. And he came to America 10 years ago. And we were talking very similar stuff like you, that you just cannot ever doubt in yourself. You need to just make success first and foremost in your head. What do you think, Luke? That's what you did when you came here with your dream of just building company with being personal trainer?
Absolutely. I really like Boris's quote, what is success, definition of success, going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
I don't remember where I read it, but it's just beautiful and it's very true, because there is no such thing as failure in life. You can just try, and if something doesn't work out, you move on and you keep doing it, and eventually you're not going to even believe that one day you're going to wake up and you're already where you want it to be. Now, success is something that it's a very delicate thing. For many people, success is just having, you know, healthy family and love and good relationships and good life.
Yes.
That's the real definition of success. For so many people in capitalism, because that's how it's dictated by the society, it's measured in material things.
Yeah.
And that's very important also for us foreigners, because most of the time we come from nothing, so we measure success by dollars.
Yes.
And I learned that in America already for so many years. But it's all mindset. It's all about, you know, and I'll tell you, and I tell to many people who are good friends and that I mentor sometimes, you have to fight with yourself.
Yes.
You're your own enemy.
And that's so true.
You have to win over yourself.
Boris, did you have the moment that you doubted in yourself?
Yes, of course.
Then in the beginning,
it was many, many times, actually.
And did your success came fast? Are you wait, or you needed to build your you know, empire in a way? And how many years into working with the Forever Company, you felt that you are on the way to be successful?
I after 3 years, I quit my job. I was a programmer. They didn't fire me. I fired them.
And then, what is the coolest things ever? You are calling to us from Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! And you are 2 hours or 3 hours, and then you still have beautiful sun. Yes, probably still nice weather. Nice weather. We are very in the darkness in our studio. And
yeah, this is beautiful place. And you know, when you plan in your life, some people plan in very, very in detail their vacation, but they're not planning their life. This is the problem. When you plan in your life, it could be very beautiful, like we live now. And I'm very proud of myself, my wife, my family, support my team, my whole team around the world, not just one country, around the world. And it's step-by-step work,
Know, Boris, because I'm hoping that Yelena and Sergi, they will stay a little bit longer with Accent On, because I would also love, maybe from time to time, if they will be coming back to Accent On, to give maybe 5-10 minutes for you and Yelena and Sergi and talk to people, what is this company, how people can get signed in, why you think the money is possible to make it. Because, yes, you are the really, really great story that everybody want to hear. You are the successful guy. Yelena and Sergi and hopefully a few of our people and guests, they will be learning this business, and because they can make some money and they can make bigger money every year. Maybe not like you, but they will make a difference. And we all want to be you, and we all want to have this tiny little check in our hands. 428,081. One who give you this like little one in the end. Why they didn't round these things up? What do you think?
You know, a lot of people, they think it's like a lottery.
Yes.
Like you won. It's not what we won. We earn it, and everybody can do it. And this is not the end. It's just the beginning.
You
because a lot of people looking for the health today, looking for better life and to be healthy and wealthy. And that's where we can help them.
That's beautiful. Yelena, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I want to ask, Boris, can you tell us what was your very first check? How much did you get?
Our first check in this business was 7 cents.
Oh, okay, a little more than my one in the end. That's beautiful. Boris, stay on the line for 1 second. I will be playing commercial for Forever Living. Then we'll say bye-bye to you and promise us that you come back. You'll be calling us again, and maybe listeners from LA Talk Radio, Accent On, they can learn how to make a little bit more money, how to dream a little bigger, how to never give up, how to make your lifestyle a little bit maybe easier for your family, and how to just take care of your own business. And with help of Luke, who will be taking care of our body, mind, and soul, you know, maybe 2014 will be one of the bestest year of our life. What do you think about this?
Yes, I agree.
And I would love to have your Irina once on the radio too, because without wife, many husbands could be nothing.
Sure.
Okay, then let's play Forever Living, and we'll say bye to you, and we'll come back to Luke and his way of training.
Accent On with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents words from our supporter. We all dream to live forever, to be healthy, wealthy, and beautiful. Forever Living Aloe Vera Products promises to change your life with evolving line of skincare, cosmetics, weight management products, and aloe vera drinks. Aloe vera, a miracle plant, is not only the inspiration but the foundation behind Forever Living products for the past 35 years. To purchase our products or to join our team, go to aloeglobalbuzz.com or contact us at facebook.com/aloeglobalbuzz. Let us help you open up your eyes and mind and show you how Forever Living products can help you create a better, healthier, and happier you. Call Yelena at 818-292-4252 for more information.
Thank you so much. Boris, again, your beautiful name. Could you tell us your beautiful name?
Boris Mezeritsky.
Thank you so much. Say hi to Hawaii, to your beautiful wife, and we are very, very happy for you that you're doing so well, and hopefully we can hear it from you more often.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are back, and I think we need to a little bit break for the music, and we'll focus on our body and soul and our great trainer. Okay, because this is my show and everybody knows that I'm a singer-songwriter, I would love to introduce a new song that soon will be hopefully on dance radio. Easy Come, Easy Go did very, very well and still is played in many, many places, although I fell from the 100 the most played tracks, like I think 2 weeks ago, no more listed there, but I think it's time for Eternal Kiss, a Club Junkies UK version of Ilona Europa's song. Again, Eternal Kiss means kiss forever. Thank you for listening. Club Junkies version of Eternal Kiss by Ilona Europa. And this was really premiere. And now, after this high energy music, time for High Energy Trainer. Now, you, mic is yours. And you need to give us a little bit pointer, because all of us, myself also, can lose some weight. And we were talking a little bit before that 5 pounds for you is another game, really. You like people who want to do not only more, but they want to do what?
Transformation. Okay. But before that, I think you forgot to serve us Red Bull. Song was so upbeat here.
Thank you. Thank you for liking. That really means a lot to me. Thank you.
There's so many ways to get in shape. I like to go more in details in something in future when we get more prepared with the direction. But generally speaking, there's about 5-6 ways to get in shape. Now, there's few philosophies that I share when I go to shows, and they're very unique, and they're out of my knowledge and experience almost 12 years now, that are very unique. You can read it, you can find that it's just my own things that I share, and they're very powerful. Like, you know, when people say, why do I specialize in income training? It's because my philosophy is that you don't really need a fully equipped gym if you really want to get in shape.
I like that.
And we're talking here as a general speaking, as a nice, elegant woman who just want to tone up and lose 5 or 7 pounds of, you know, body fat. We're not even talking weight here. So for that kind of endeavor, you don't need a $1 million gym, an expensive membership. You need just somebody like me who can come in and motivate you on a regular basis with a little bit of diet.
And I'm challenging you. That's the right word. Challenging. We're all challenging you. Sergi, you're supposed to lose a little bit too, yes? We want your little bit.
No, I'm okay. I'm use aloe vera.
I just love you. I love you, love you, love you. Do you think, because we have Sergi, he's a gorgeous guy, but obviously he has a lot of weight that he probably would love to lose, although we don't want a lot, yes? Will you think that he will be hard person to lose weight?
No, not at
no?
all. As we said, it already comes mentally. You see, he has a mental block. As we speak about it, he says right away, no. You see that?
Yes.
That small thing says, I'm happy where I am.
I will say no too to you right away. I'm perfect.
That's no. He's been his self-talk probably for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
And that's I, as a professional, I know that within 3 seconds of what exactly happens in his brain when his weight is mentioned, and if somebody
because
approaches
it's painful,
that,
it's trouble. It's just you need to do so many different things, or you tell us differently. But me and Sergi, know I want to lose weight. His wife, Yelena, do you want to lose weight?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody wants it.
Sergi,
in America,
do you want to lose weight, Sergi? Honestly, do you want or not?
If you pay me, I will say yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know he's he loves the joke, but we need to.
The truth is this. Losing weight is very simple, okay? What is really hard is the commitment to lose weight, the discipline that needs to come through to lose weight. Losing weight is simple. I mean, I can put it in simple terms. Don't eat 3 days and you will lose weight, guaranteed.
It's true.
And trust me, that's not going to happen nothing to you. Most of us are so overweight.
Yes.
On a regular basis, because we just eat too many calories in America. So by just fasting day or two, some people do it for religious reason, it's not going to hurt your body at all. That's as simple as it gets.
It's cruel.
To be put, not really.
No.
You get busy sometimes, you don't eat all day anyway. It's true. Everybody gets that way, myself included.
No, you are right. Yeah, when we are busy, we eat much, much less.
Much
but
less.
That's not healthy, yes, way of just...
Generally speaking, it's not healthy. I'm just putting weight loss in the simplest possible terms in our existence.
You're right.
Just don't eat. The body will burn the fat that it's already stored.
And you are saying the truth. It's like, oh, we are so stupid. Of course, if you stop eating, you will lose weight. But this is truth. Then why we cannot stop eating?
It's the discipline. It's it's the discipline, it's the motivation, it's the understanding.
But that's why we need you. Honestly, we need you. And we all need it. Good teachers, we all need good mother who will tell us how to. We all need good friend who will stop us from crossing the road when it's a red light and we are just on the phone. You know, we need somebody to watch over us, and nothing wrong with that. I think most of people always think they can do by themselves. And to be truth, no, we cannot do everything by ourselves. And weight is a really, really very personal issue that we are fighting with psychologically.
Mentally,
you're
yes.
right, and I agree with you. You know, yes. Then how we can. We're supposed to call you. You cannot come to every house in America and just give us this European way of looking good like you, because you're looking great. You are not over buffed. You are not over healthy, crazy dude. Like you say, you don't live and breathe exercise. You have a lifestyle and you try to be healthy and taking care of your body and give an answer to your clients. Yes,
correct.
Also what they need.
Thank you. My philosophy, again, it's very unique than most of the trainers. Most of the trainers take directions. Either they go to so buff and they do specific things, just like a muscle gain. I more teach of a lifestyle of fitness. I'm all about balance. You know, it's very important to understand that in life. And nowadays, with the society, the way it's going, and it, you know, fitness, if you do research a little bit of history, came through a lot of stages. In the 70s in America, there was a stage when everybody jogged and ran.
Yes.
We missed that, but that was huge.
But it's not safe right now.
Then in the 80s, absolutely. With the pollution that is increased in Los Angeles especially, it's impossible to run healthy. Then it became the bodybuilding time with Arnold in the 80s. That was like a big thing. Every person who was in the business was buff.
Yeah, and that's not the real
conversation. That one passed off. Then it becomes something more of a fitness, and now we're more of a functional. Functional training is, it's very fancy term, but in reality means just functioning on the optimum level. For that, for some person it's a little bit more buff, for some person it's a little bit slimmer, for some person to function on a very good level, it's being skinny. Most of the actors that are absolutely good looking and they do very good job as an actor, they function on a level of skinny, yet they're very hot and they're perceived, you know, as very hot and very fit in their, you know,
I know.
In the movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
and we do not want
balance.
And we do not want to really say, okay, that's for you, because obvious whatever we see on the screen is not
everybody
what we want.
Everybody is different. And then there's another thing. You need professional like me who is expert in that to find your line. Maybe, I have so many times, sometimes people come and says, hey, listen, I wanna lose 20 pounds. I'm like, no, you need to lose only 5 pounds. But what you need to lose is 20, maybe 15% of fat. That's the thing that you want to lose. But
this
they don't
the
understand.
Appearance.
Correct.
They will look completely
that's the appearance
different.
That you're going for.
Absolutely.
You know, you, let's say, elegant lady, 5'10 tall, and that type of stuff. So you need professional opinion. Here is another thing that, as we speak now as a European people, and you mentioned that we all want to do it by ourselves.
Yes.
That's very European.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I had that very behavior found around Europe, all over. And when I came to America, everybody specialized.
Yes.
So everybody is specialized in something. So when something breaks down, you don't try to fix it. In our countries, we all know, your car breaks down, you go fix it.
You throw out the roof for something else here.
your TV breaks down, the husband goes and gets it from the side until he turns on. It's like, in here, it's completely different in terms of mentality. You want to get in shape, you call the best trainer you can afford or the best person you can afford. Usually those people like me, I have out there fitness videos. I have lots of information that I've shared. I have shows. I have things.
Could you give us your website?
Sure. TrainedByLuke.com. It's my website. Also, you can reach me trainedbyluke@gmail.com. I love to help to anybody with any questions.
We have a phone call, then maybe we'll pick up. Okay, one second. Hello? Hello?
Hello, is that LA Talk Radio?
Yes. This is Accent on LA Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, my name is Solomon. I was just calling Salt Line. He's going to connect me straight to the lady. I can listen to that lady.
I am not sure. We have very bad connection. This is a live radio, of course. Are you looking for somebody?
No. Because there's some talk radio whereby when you call, it takes you straight to listen to the live radio on your phone. That's what I was doing.
Yes, again, we have very bad connection, but this is a live radio, yes. And I don't know, we have very big feedback. Maybe you will call a little bit later. I'm so sorry. We cannot hear you well.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love live radio. I'm so sorry we couldn't hear you. Hopefully you will call us back because we had a really bad connection. All my English was really bad, but we had problems, yes, to understand the gentleman. Did you understand?
Between the accents and between the connection
was
very challenging.
Yeah, it was very challenging. Then, and I'm so sorry if it's our side, but I really think there was a connection. Okay, then coming back, you are right, and people here are going for the best answer for the fad that is today. What is the best fad right now when it comes to exercising, training, and losing weight?
God, there's so many fads right now.
That's why we need you forever here.
That industry took it became so big. It's a billion and billion. I don't want to say even the whole nutrition, wellness, fitness, supplement industry. It's maybe $1 trillion. I mean, this is crazy money. And there is a lot of fads. And honestly, I tried to keep up to maybe 4 or 5 years ago with everything in terms of, okay, this is the big fad diet right now. This is the big exercise video that is going to, you know. Right now, to be quite honest, it's almost impossible. There is like a book on a diet coming out almost weekly.
Yeah, you're
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. There is new supplements. There is no regulation in America on supplements. There is a new supplements on the market almost monthly. There is supplements. It's unbelievable. Like, I was just a reality. This is very interesting and very fun, actually. I was just typing in stuff to research, right? I'm like, let me see if there's like a beast supplements. Somebody just called supplement a beast. There is no regulation. There is nothing. Anybody could call that possibly. There's a supplement brand called Beast. Okay. There's a supplement brand called Monster.
Wow.
Like everything you can possibly, it's unbelievable. There is like energy drink called Monster also.
Look, because again, we have 3 minutes before the show is ending, and I know we need to really select the questions. We need to really focus on teaching people, I think, a little bit look ways, European ways,
sure,
of how to train ourselves, train our psychological problems, to just allow ourselves to understand that we are able to lose weight, but we really need somebody to tell us how. If we cannot have you in our home, we'll be having you on Axenon. And you will give us line by line. I know you have probably product that we can purchase from your website, but
sure,
still we will need to know some answers. You need to give us tips.
Correct.
And you need to give us direction. Then,
absolutely,
you know, because again, if you would like to wrap up today, this show, what you will say about what is our first step?
First step is decide that you want to get in shape. That's
okay,
the biggest. And this
Sergi, Ilona, and me, and Yelena, we want to get in shape, yes?
Yes.
Sergi?
For sure.
Direct from you, Ilona. Sure, yes, yes.
Thank
yes,
you. We
yes,
love you,
yes.
Sergi. We want you to live forever. You know it. And you have this great company forever. We want you to really be healthy. And me too, you know. That's my daughter says, Mama, you need to lose some weight. Yeah.
You know, here's the interesting thing. Not everybody could do it. You know, not everybody could say to themselves and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot to do with your psychology. It's your personality. Just like we spoke about this, not many European people could actually live in America.
Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing bad with it. They're super intelligent. They're smart. They're educated. They speak English well.
Yes.
But they cannot live in America.
Yeah, commitment and different point of view.
It's a different, it's a specific discipline you have to have.
Yes.
It's a specific, that applies to exercise too. You can be a millionaire. Oprah is a perfect example. She has struggled throughout decades to lose weight.
Right.
She's a billionaire, not a millionaire. She has specific skills that she's very good. And people
yes,
look up to her.
So
but
right,
when it comes to that specific discipline of losing weight or challenges with food and whatnot, it's extremely difficult for her. Now, the biggest stepping stone in terms of getting in shape is to decide quietly within you. Now, here's another tip again from experience. I've talked to a lot of people and sometimes it takes forever. It takes months, even a year, this candle to burn and burn and be like, I'm going to do it. You know how many people by themselves talk to themselves, I will do it tomorrow,
books,
go to the gym
and
tomorrow,
we are buying,
next
so
week.
Yeah.
Right now, it's coming after Thanksgiving, I'm stepping in. After Christmas, I'm stepping in. Oh my God, New Year resolution coming in. No, it's just keep on talking to themselves until one day the bubble finally bursts and like, okay, I'm going to do it. Now, this is the first step. And I have to do the second one, and it's start small. Even if you just walk around the block.
The word I'm gonna do it, that's, I think, very, very important for today's message. The next, we will be having you back. We will be doing segment with you. I cannot wait, because this is a challenge for me, for my friends. We really want to look better and feel better. And just doesn't even matter how much weight we lose. We just want to look a little bit better and feel better. And I know you can do it. Absolutely. You are a very, very straightforward guy. Thank you so much for today.
You're welcome.
And for today, this will be it.
5.5 million children a year are born with a congenital heart defect.
In a country like El Salvador, the statistics skyrocket because of the poor living conditions, poor prenatal care, and poor nutrition. And those children have nowhere to turn.
Gift of Life is a program that focuses on helping children from developing countries who suffer from congenital heart defects.
The reason we decided to focus in El Salvador is because there were thousands of children on the critical cardiac waiting list at the one children's hospital in this entire country, and one in five of them were dying every single day.
To date, we have saved over 200 Salvadoran children's lives, but we are just not getting all the children that need to be saved right now.
Without the support to continue with this program and develop the sustainability of the program, one in five children on the cardiac waiting list die every single day. There's no greater gift in the world than giving a child a second chance at life.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.